Today, the church celebrates Friday of the sixth week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to chapter 9, verse 1. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What could one give in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." He also said to them, "Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come in power." For us to be true to the teaching of Christ and to his values often means having to go against what society says and even putting aside parts of ourselves so that he may truly be first in our lives. And in many ways, this might feel like a loss. In our efforts to be faithful to the Lord, we will often have to say no when others are saying yes. Following Jesus is not easy. It often means taking the way of the cross, that is, the more difficult way. Being Jesus' followers is very demanding, especially in today's world and culture. But Jesus promises that those who lose their lives for his sake and for the sake of the gospel will actually save their lives. They will be more alive. So what feels like a loss at the time will ultimately be a benefit. Now, Jesus understands the temptation to be ashamed of him and his words. He gets that we may feel tempted to keep our faith in him hidden so as to go with the flow. But if we are prepared to live out our faith publicly, even when pressured to do otherwise, then we will come to know the fullness of life that the Lord wants for each one of us.